A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Peter went up to Jesus and said, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? As often as seven times? And Jesus answered, not seven, I tell you, but 77 times. And so the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. And when the reckoning began, they brought him a man who owed 10,000 talents, but he had no way of paying. So his master gave orders that he should be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions to meet the debt. At this, the servant threw himself down at his master's feet. Give me time, he said, and I will pay the whole sum. And the servant's master felt so sorry for him that he let him go and cancelled the debt. Now, as the servant went out, he happened to meet a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him by the throat and began to throttle him. Pay what you owe me, he said. His fellow servant fell at his feet and implored him, saying, give me time and I will pay you. But the other would not agree. On the contrary, he had him thrown into prison till he should pay the debt. His fellow servants were deeply distressed when they saw what had happened, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair to him. Then the master sent for him. You wicked servant, he said. I cancelled all that debt of yours when you appealed to me. Were you not bound then to have pity on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you? And in his anger, the master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay all his debt. And that is how my heavenly Father will deal with you unless you each forgive your brother from your heart. Wow, what a story. It's always been a puzzle to the experts who have studied it. It starts off all right, Peter asking just how long should I put up with the other person offending me? And Jesus implying, as he does in many parts of the gospel, that God's mercy is without measure, and so must our measure of mercy be to others. But then this parable and the ending, such violence. It's strange. Elsewhere in Matthew's gospel, Jesus talks of the boundless, unconditional love of God. Love your enemies, he says, and pray for those who persecute you. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he tells the unnamed follower, put your sword back, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Yet in no fewer than 8 parables in the Gospel of Matthew, there are violent endings for evildoers, just like in today's reading. Well, as you can imagine, scripture scholars have extensive debates about the tension between the two concepts of violence and non-violence in the scriptures. And we shall not explore those debates today. But I find it interesting that in this piece of scripture, there is such a variety of extreme statements that Jesus makes. Peter thinks he's going to extremes when he suggests that we might forgive someone who wrongs us 7 times. And Jesus comes back with 77 times. If you've read the book Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, you may remember this reference in the sermon given by the preacher James Brandaham in Mr. Lockwood's Dream. And then, in the parable Jesus tells, the king has entrusted an utterly incredible amount of money to a servant. Maybe a talent was worth $1,000 or even more. So 10,000 talents? Wow. And the king, being asked for forgiveness wipes the debt. I wonder how today's bankers would feel about that. And what a contrast with the 100 denarii owed by the other servant. A denarius may be worth one day's wages. And the contrasting response to the plea for mercy. Pretty extravagant, wouldn't you say? So the other servants, quite understandably, distressed by what they've seen. Nothing extreme about that. Who wants to see a fellow worker mistreated by an employer? But again, the king's response, an extreme torture. Till he should pay all his debt. What does that mean? Why does Jesus talk to his disciples in this way? One thing I note about Matthew's gospel is that quite often Jesus seems to use extravagant language to make a point. The use of hyperbole was a common feature of the Hebrew way of thinking, I think. Earlier on in chapter 18 of Matthew, Jesus had talked of a little child being the greatest in heaven. And he talks of cutting out one's hand or eye rather than sin. And he says that one who misleads a child deserves to be drowned with a millstone round their neck. These are all extravagant statements, aren't they? Used by Jesus to make a point. And today's reading's in the same vein. So there's a strong emphasis on the principal idea that Jesus is trying to convey, that forgiveness, compassion, mercy are the absolute fundamental elements in our dealing with one another. Human life is all about our relationships with one another, and sometimes those relationships are breached or even shattered by the selfish actions of one or both parties. Right relations can be restored only by forgiveness. We need to leave behind the notion that justice is about people getting what they deserve. When there has been a breakdown between two people, nothing new can happen until there is a renewed relationship. That renewal comes first from forgiveness by the injured party. Then from the acceptance of that forgiveness by the sinner. Then some kind of measure of repentance. And finally, by restoration of the relationship. Maybe in all of this is the beginning of some explanation of that violence at the end. But I don't know. It still puzzles me.